The dove family and the geometry of the winds at the top of a tall building, so high it almost tickled the clouds, lived the pigeon family. They were the acrobats of the sky. From their nest high above, they watched the city's frenetic bustle, cars, trams, and tourists strolling through the streets. Every year, the sky above the great square was transformed. It was the day of the aerobatic flight tournament. This time, Captain Dad and General Mom decided the family would spread their wings on that adventure. At first, the chicks seemed lost in a storm. They turned left when the wind blew right, forgot to open their tail brakes, and looked like paper boats without a compass, spinning aimlessly. With the patience of an old cartographer, Father Pigeon drew a choreography of perfect circles and pointed arrows on the roof. "Look," he whispered, "the sky isn't empty. It's full of invisible roads." Meanwhile, Mother Pigeon taught them the rhythm of flight. On the day of the competition, the sun shone brighter to illuminate the spectacle. When they leaped from the eaves, they were not just birds, they were a feather squadron. They descended like silver arrows toward the statues, gliding with such grace that they seemed to slide over ice, then joined together in such a way that anyone watching from below thought they were a single, giant, magical creature. There, amid the gold of the sun and the applause of the wind, they discovered the greatest treasure of the adventure. The beauty of flight lies not in the strength of a single bird, but in the magic of many wings beating as if they were a single heart.